The Juneau chapter of the American Red Cross and Salvation Army are no longer taking clothing and household items for victims of the Gatineau Apartments fire. The Centennial Hall shelter closed yesterday, but apparently some people are dropping off items at the hall which are not needed at this time, according to Joanna Schneeberger of the Red Cross Gatineau Fire Disaster Team. She says the Red Cross is issuing money cards to help victims with their immediate needs.
They're called credit cards that we're issuing to them, so they can actually get exactly what they need and what they're used to instead of having to sift through little donations.
The Juneau Red Cross chapter still needs funds for more than 50 victims of the Monday night fire that destroyed the South Franklin Street apartment building. Schneeberger says housing also remains an issue.
We're still looking for housing, and especially people who can take Section 8 housing, because, you know, that's the one thing that we have an issue with in Juneau, but it's a definite need.
Contact the Red Cross office at 463-5713 if you can help with housing. Checks can be dropped off at the office at 3225 Hospital Drive. Kodiak will keep its Red Cross office, but the sole employee is still getting laid off. Last week, the Alaska chapter of the Red Cross announced that the Kodiak office would be closing. Now it appears that was an error, and the office was never scheduled to close. Spokeswoman Laura Spano says it was caused by a misunderstanding among Red Cross administrators. While the office will remain open, Spano says the employee is still being laid off. She says training classes will be coordinated by staff elsewhere. State Senator Bert Stedman will chair the Senate Health and Social Services Committee when the legislature convenes in January. The Sitka Republican, who sailed to an easy re-election on Tuesday night, had been co-chairman of the powerful Senate Finance Committee since 2007, but he lost that position when the new Senate majority was formed on Wednesday. In Stedman's hometown of Sitka, officials say losing him as Finance Committee co-chair is bad news for the city and region, but they're also not quite sure what the exact impact will be. Ed Ronco has more.
Stedman's assignment to chair the Health and Social Services Committee was announced Thursday evening after we talked to officials at City Hall in Sitka. The news takes away some uncertainty around what Stedman will be doing next session, but concerns remain about what he won't be doing, serving as co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee.
Have we lost some strength? Absolutely.
That's Jim Dinley, Sitka's municipal administrator. He says Stedman brought a lot of grants and financial support back to Sitka.
Bert was very good to us. He made it easy for us to get appointments with other departments and other senators and representatives. We're basically back to square one.
The new Senate Finance co-chairs are Kevin Meyer of Anchorage and Pete Kelly of Fairbanks. Senate President Gary Stevens is now going to be chairman of the Education Committee, and the new Senate president is Wasilla Republican Charlie Huggins. Sitka, like many other Alaska communities, looks to the state for help funding its big infrastructure projects. That will be especially true in 2013. The city has already asked the state for $43 million to help fund its expansion of the Blue Lake Dam, one of two hydro projects generating electricity. Construction costs on the dam are higher than originally predicted, and that has meant a scramble to find more money. Again, Administrator Dinley.
I think Bert will still be very effective for Sitka. He's a good choice for the election. Will we be as successful? One can only hope that we would be.
Stedman could not be reached for comment Thursday afternoon or evening, but earlier in the day, Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell had said she expected that Stedman would align with his GOP colleagues, despite some anticipated differences.
Basically, if you're not a part of the majority, then it's really hard to get things done. So I kind of expect him to join the majority, but that's also going to put pressure on him to vote for things like the big tax cuts for the oil companies, and I know he's not in favor of that.
McConnell will be among local officials who descend on Juneau this winter from across the state to lobby lawmakers on behalf of their hometowns. And without Stedman leading the Finance Committee, she says it might be a harder conversation for Sitka and other places in Southeast.
There's so many critical issues that we're going to have to deal with that we're going to have to fight a little harder for, and that's going to take some time.
Fighting harder. What does that mean
To me, it's establishing a relationship with, especially with the newer legislators, and there are some new ones that are going to be in there, and And also seeing our own legislators and having, you know, I'd probably go and see them first and have a talk with them. And actually beforehand, having a talk with them and saying, who do you recommend that I go see?
McConnell says she'll probably spend more time working the Capitol this year than she will attending the other meetings that come with the visit to Juneau. But she also is hopeful the new Senate majority will be receptive to Sitka's needs.
One of their top three areas of focus is delivering affordable energy to Alaskans. And Sitka fits right in with that. I mean, that's exactly what this Blue Lake project is all about.
And that will likely be what the city argues in Juneau when members of the Alaska legislature get to work in mid-January. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
Haines Republican Representative Bill Thomas says he'll still have a seat on the House Finance Committee if he picks up enough votes to win the election. Thomas is currently 44 ballots behind Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins. Both candidates are waiting for counts of absentee and question ballots to determine the winner. In an interview with KHNS Radio yesterday, Thomas said he's caucusing with other House Republicans at the Alyeska Resort near Anchorage. He confirmed he lost the committee's co-chairmanship, a position that he held for the past 2 years, but he said, quote, they're saving me a seat on finance. Thomas served on the Budget Writing Committee since 2007. There's no word yet on House Democrats' organizational plans or where Christ Tompkins would fit in if he holds his lead. He and Thomas campaigned heavily to represent the new House District 34. It includes the candidates' hometowns, as well as Metlakatla, Craig, Hoonah, Angoon, Cake, Clukwan, Port Alexander, Pelican, Elfin Cove, Klawock, and Heidelberg. Meanwhile, maybe several days, perhaps even weeks before a winner for House District 34 is known, more than 1,400 absentee ballots have yet to be counted over the next week and a half, and that number may even go higher. Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai says there are still 284 outstanding absentee ballots that could come back. Absentee ballots have 10 days after the election to reach the Division of Elections to still count. Ballots from mail from outside the U.S. can be received up to 15 days after the election. So far, only 67 question ballots have been identified for House District 34, but Fanumiai says question ballots are being sent by mail to Juneau from each of the precincts, so more may be included in that count. 1,400 is not an unusual amount of absentee ballots for the district. House District 34 is configured differently this year because of redistricting, but in the last presidential race in 2008, when Thomas ran for re-election in House District 5, there were just over 1,900 absentee ballots received. The first count of absentee ballots for the Southeast region will take place November 13th, with a second count on the 16th. The final count for all the ballots in all regions is November 21st. According to election returns, Christ Tompkins carried his hometown of Sitka as well as Angoon in Tuesday's election, but Thomas carried Haines and Clukwan by wide margins, as well as most of the smaller communities. The Division of Elections did not have a breakdown of what communities requested or returned the most absentee ballots. In election news from outside of Alaska, the marijuana legalization vote this week in Washington state didn't just set up an epic state-federal showdown on drug law for residents. The measure also opens the door for marijuana tourism. Tourists may not be able to pack their bowls along with their bags, but as long as out-of-state tourists purchase and use the drug while in Washington, they would not violate the marijuana measures. That's assuming the recreational marijuana measures take effect at all. A spokesman for the group supporting gay marriage is calling it a historic day. Washington state also approved same-sex marriage, joining Maine and Maryland as the first states to do so by popular vote. Washington United for Marriage spokesman Zach Silk says his group is confident people will realize that marriage only strengthens families, neighborhoods, and communities. And Republican gubernatorial candidate Rob McKenna is preparing for a potentially prolonged ballot count against Democrat Jay Inslee in the gubernatorial race.